Chapter 2. The Battle of Unnumbered Tears. Many songs are yet sung, and many tales are yet told by the elves of the Nirnaeth Arnoediad, the Battle of Unnumbered Tears, in which Fingon fell and the flower of the Eldar withered. If all were now retold, a man's life would not suffice for the hearing. Here, then, shall be recounted only those deeds which bear upon the fate of the House of Hador and the children of Húrin the Steadfast. Having gathered at length all the strength that he could, Maedhros appointed a day, the morning of midsummer. On that day the trumpets of the Eldar greeted the rising of the sun, and in the east was raised the standard of the sons of Feanor, and in the west the standard of Fingon, king of the Noldor. Then Fingon looked out from the walls of Aethel Sirion, and his host was arrayed in the valleys and woods upon the east of Ered Wethrin, well hid from the eyes of the enemy. But he knew that it was very great. For there all the Noldor of Hithlum were assembled, and to them were gathered many elves of the Falas and of Nargothrond, and he had great strength of men. Upon the right were stationed the host of Dor Lomin, and all the valour of Húrin and Húor his brother, and to them had come Haldir of Brethil their kinsman, with many men of the woods. Then Fingon looked east, and his elven sight saw far off a dust and the glint of steel like stars in a mist, and he knew that Maedhros had set forth, and he rejoiced. Then he looked towards Thangorodrim, and there was a dark cloud about it, and a black smoke went up, and he knew that the wrath of Morgoth was kindled, and that their challenge would be accepted. And a shadow of doubt fell upon his heart. But at that moment a cry went up, passing on the wind, from the south, from vale to vale. And elves and men lifted up their voices in wonder and joy. For unsummoned and unlooked for, Turgon had opened the leaguer of Gondolin, and was come with an army 10,000 strong, with bright mail and long swords and spears like a forest. Then when Fingon heard afar the great trumpet of Turgon, the shadow passed, and his heart was uplifted, and he shouted aloud, "Utulien aure! Aya Eldali Ar Atanatarni Utulien Aure! The day has come! Behold, people of the Eldar and fathers of men, the day has come!" And all those who heard his great voice echo in the hills answered, crying, "Out Tailome! The night is passing!"